Friends, Roman's countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Kate Pryor, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
Good, good, thanks.
Friday's a very exciting day, isn't it, when it comes to going out?
It is.
There's plenty of options, plenty of things on offer. What's happening in the town?
Well, we've just had the one of the most popular shows of the year open at the Basement. That's the Basement Christmas Show, which is which is always one of the most popular slots at the Basement. It is their traditional offering of they have a new celebrity every night playing a character thrown into it, not sure what they're doing, just put on stage and helped through it by the ensemble of actors. And this year they've got a really awesome ensemble, a company called A Slightly Isolated Dog, who are from Wellington, but they brought a show to Auckland called Don Juan that played at Q Theatre that was really, really great. And they're really funny. And so there's four of those actors from A Slightly Isolated Dog creating a show called Santa Claus. And who knows? I think it's I know Santa's in it. I think the
right. I love Santa. Love Santa.
I think
a good relationship with Santa.
Yeah. So the guest actor every night plays Santa, I think.
So we're getting a lot of different takes on Santa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big responsibility.
So when did that start? That just opened last night.
That just opened last night. Yeah.
Who was last night's Santa?
Don't know. Because it's always a mystery. So if you weren't there.
So you don't find out until you get there?
Don't find out until you get there. So there's people like Antonia Preble, Claire Chittum, Chloe Swarbrick, Dave Farney, Jennifer Ward-Leland, Tom Sainsbury.
People are on the back of buses right now. I've seen Dave Farney as kind of Jekyll and Hyde Santa.
Yes,
face.
Yeah, that blue and red image, yeah.
So that's what that is, kids. Don't get scared. It's just a play.
Yeah, just Dave Farney. So I get a little bit scared.
There's another one of Oliver Driver that's also quite scary.
Yeah, is he playing Santa as well?
Yeah, yeah.
They tried to make it. That's a good bunch of. That's a good, good. That's good level crop. Of good level of folk there.
Yeah, you've done it before, haven't you?
No, I haven't done it. No. But I've heard the praises heaped upon it many a times.
Yes.
So that's at the Basement. What else have we got?
Well, we're sort of at that part of the year where we're sort of slowing down. They've got all the great Christmas parties coming, Christmas shows sort of coming through, but. There's
it's not Christmas unless you get in a Christmas show, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to get in a Christmas show. And there's briefs, of course, which I was talking about last weekend. There's another one coming up next week. But the big thing on the theatre calendar is the Auckland Theatre Awards that starts that's on this Monday.
It's Monday!
Yeah.
Love the way it's on a Monday.
No, we all have to crowd in on a... Yeah, it's our one night off.
This is what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, isn't it?
We did. We had Kura and Johanna in here to talk about the show. Are you dressing up?
I haven't
organised
that.
Sounds like things going to be unhinged.
It will be
crazy.
Kura Forrester she's not hosting this year, though.
No, she's
writing it. Yeah.
She's definitely got a hand in it.
Yeah. And Sam Sneddon directing, new director there. But yeah, that's
no
where
pressure,
the fun,
right? The Theatre Awards being a new director. No pressure. Just shows your chops.
He can wrangle the Basement Theatre.
What does it mean to win an award at the New Zealand Theatre Awards?
Well, it's really awesome. It means heaps. It's there's two parts to it because it was started by Kip Chapman, and the co-papa behind it was always to be
good
really
on you,
fun
Kip Chapman,
and really to kind of not be a traditional award ceremony. So it was about a celebration. But as it's kind of grown, it's kept that element of sort of fun awards. So there's People's Choice Awards, which are really awesome and fun, and we all vote for those. And then there's actual the real awards for excellence, which are can be across any area in the theatre. Can be technical or stage management or writing, emerging artists. So yeah, there's kind of a nice vibe to it.
Yeah. As you say, Kura and Johanna were talking about the tension between starting off to be anti-establishment in a way and ending up being like, oh, no, but we do love this industry.
Yes,
and we would like to give credit where credit's due, so it kind of becomes both.
Yeah. And I think both of those things can live together. I remember saying to Kip, oh, how does that work with that sort of irony? Like, how does the two things work? And he was like vehemently like, it's not ironic. It is genuinely celebration. Yeah. That was always kind of the intention, I think, as well.
All right, so then that's on Monday. Can anyone go to that or not?
Anyone can go to it,
you can buy a ticket.
Yep, it's at the Winter Garden at the Civic.
Where do you get tickets from for that? Do we know?
Think it is ticketmaster.co.nz, but I will double check that right now.
All right. So that's us, Kate?
Yeah.
Good. Awesome. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
See you in the sun next week.
Cool.
That was Stage Direction with Kate Pryor, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.